The scenario for this video is an administrator who wants to download and install the managed solution as is to use in their own CRM instance to get regular expression validation for fields. So before we get started, let's go over to CRM here. And I'm running an instance in CRM online. Let's take a look at an account. And in this case, notice I can just type in 1, 2, 3, 4, and this end user can actually type in whatever the heck they want for the main phone number. And that's sort of garbage in, right? So this is a perfect example where you either want to use validation or masking, but in this case, we'll just focus on validation to be able to fix this. All right, so let's just go ahead and save and close this. And this is what the regular expression validation framework does. It allows you to apply regular expressions to strings to restrict what they can enter into these text boxes. All right, so let's go back over to our starting page. You'll notice here that, of course, you can come and you can download the code and you can see how all this works. But folks can also just download the managed solution. And so I'll click this link. We'll download current managed solution. I've already got it saved on my desktop, so we'll just go ahead and cancel that out and back up. We'll come over here, assume we download it, we'll come over to CRM Online, click settings in our solution section. I want to import a new solution. We'll browse to my desktop here and grab that solution. Click next. Click next again. This is a key point because we're using a server-side plugin that fires for all entities on create and update. We need to go ahead and click yes to activate the SDK message processing for that plugin. Go ahead and click next here and let it import. All right, so now it's imported. Let's go ahead and close this. We'll publish all our customizations. All right, now we can bring up our solution configuration page. What you'll notice here is that we'll get a Silverlight page loading up for our configuration of our validations. When we start, it's all empty. So we'll come in here, we'll add a new entity to validate. We'll start off with account, that's an easy one. Click OK. Then we want to add a field to validate. So one of the shortcomings of the sample right now is that in this drop-down list, we're showing the logical names, not the end-user-friendly names for the fields. So the customizer is going to have to do the translation. I know that I want to validate the main phone field on the form. I know that that's actually telephone one. So I'm going to select telephone one. I'm going to select validate on change. And what this will do is when client-side JavaScript enabled, which I'll also show you how to do, this will fire the validation when the user tabs out or the text box loses focus. If you only want to validate when you save the form so that users aren't getting the validation pop-ups, you can leave this unchecked. Here you notice we have no expression validations, so we'll go ahead and create a new one. I have this pre-canned, but we'll take a telephone. We'll take a very simple phone formatting regular expression, and then we'll take an error message. So you'll notice here that I have left bracket control label left right bracket. That's a reserved placeholder in the error message string so that the end user will see the friendly name for the field. So you don't have to be an expert in regular expressions to use this tool. If you come up here and you click on regexlib.com, there are a ton of regular expressions specifically for these kinds of scenarios. You can browse expressions and you can find the expression that is the right expression for your validation needs. This message right now is a little bit confusing because I have this validate on change message, which actually talks about something that you set in the previous UI. I'll fix that in the next release of this sample. We'll go ahead and click OK here. And what you'll see now is that that regular expression is selected, and all the regular expressions that you've created, essentially your library of regular expressions, will show up in this drop-down list over time. So I'll go ahead and click OK to save that. And we've just wired up a regular expression validation for telephone numbers on the telephone one field, or what's main phone in the user interface. Of course, I can delete this if I got it wrong. I can delete selected entities to validate. I can edit my regular expressions if, you know, I got a regular expression wrong or I want to update it. All right, so the next thing we want to do is come over here. We'll go over to Workplace. We'll pick an account. And we'll just see, you have to actually change the value, so we'll delete something. I'll click Save and Close. Now what's going to happen here is we're going to get an error that says, hey, it's supposed to be in a format, in the format, right? So the regular expression validation fired, but in this case, it actually fired server-side. And this is crucial in a robust implementation of CRM 2011 because you want these validations to fire behind your web services and every way that data comes into your system, in workflows, etc. And if you only do it in client-side JavaScript, then all those other places will bypass this logic. So if all else fails, we're going to fire the server-side, well, we'll always fire the server-side plugin, but if for whatever reason, you know, the JavaScript was bypassed, it was turned off, etc., the validation will always fire. And we'll say 555-555-555, right? And we'll save and close that. And of course, this passes the validation so it can be saved. Now, best case scenario, we never want to force the user to have to click save, fire everything on the server, and then come back to get an answer. You always want to do validation as close to the user as possible. So in addition to the server-side validation, you can come in and wire up client-side validation. Now, this takes a little bit of additional effort, but you want to customize the form. And what you want to do is set the form properties. You'll add and then search for DKDT. We'll add DKDT validation. And then if you double click on this, you'll notice that there's a single function in this JavaScript. We'll grab that. And we'll wire up this to be fired when the form loads. Make sure it's enabled. We'll click OK. Click OK, click Save. Of course, we want to publish this. And we'll save and close. And of course, for this to take, we're going to have to refresh the form, so I'm just going to hit F5. And the first thing we get is sort of an error message or a warning message. And that's because this library requires you to deploy jQuery to your CRM server. Now, I didn't want to deploy jQuery as part of my solution because you'll have duplicate scripts. And this is actually something I see a lot of people doing. They'll have multiple versions of jQuery and they'll use them in different places in different forms. And that's actually a bad thing because you only ever want to have one instance and one URL of jQuery that all your forms use, because then the browser will cache that. If you keep adding new instances of jQuery, then your browser is going to download a new version of jQuery for that form and it affects performance. So we'll come back into this form and we'll go ahead and we'll add jQuery. Now, I've already deployed jQuery to my server, and the assumption is you probably will have as well. If not, you can just add a new one, right? And you can say new, go download jQuery, create the web resource, all that good stuff, right? But in my case, I already have it, so I'm going to select it. And this should work even if you don't put it before, but I'll just move it up. All right, we'll save, publish, and close. Now if I refresh this and delete and tab out, notice that I get my error. Now, just the way that the CRM UI allows you to do what I've done, I've tried to mimic the CRM UI as much as possible for consistency. You can still tab out of this after you've gotten your error warning, right? So that gives the end user to basically say, you know what, I don't care right now, I'm going to keep moving forward. Finish filling out the form. Now when I try to click save and close, it's going to give me the error again. Now at this point, the user cannot continue if you've got JavaScript turned on until they fixed this problem. So we'll go ahead and, you know, change it to 6, click save and close, and there you go. So in this video, I walked you through downloading, deploying, and configuring my regular expression validation framework. I've already called out a few limitations of the code sample right now, and especially for folks who just want to use it as is, It would be nice to fix some of those limitations, and I absolutely will, but I wanted to get this code out there for some folks that have been promising it as a sample. But if you go back to the main page and you click on this URL here, it will take you to a site where you can file bugs, you can submit feature requests, you can vote on features, and all of this will drive how I prioritize my improvements in the code sample, and then of course the managed solution that you'll be able to download. So I hope you find this useful, and I encourage you to submit your feedback.